Well, really excited about this ball game and having a chance to go out to Seattle against a very good football team, hostile environment. As excited about this game as any game that we played this year. It's a great opportunity for our football team to go out and have some success and play as hard as we can to get a win. And like the approach of our team in our meetings this morning, our walkthrough, they're really focused in on what we have to get done. Now we have a chance to build some momentum off the win that we had on Thursday night. And I get the impression that our guys have bought into that and they're excited about this game that's coming up. We'll know more about some of the guys who will be available for this practice later today. So I'll be able to give you an update later. But probably Kyle Rudolph and Fred Evans probably be the only guys that won't participate. Not sure if what Christian will be able to do. May try to get him a little work in individual periods, but we'll see. But that'll give the other guys an opportunity at quarterback to get some snaps. And we'll make a decision as the week goes on at that position. So,
do you have any more clarity about whether Simpson will be available?
We have some information, and we're talking with the league about some things, and we're getting a little bit more information that should help us as we go forward. But I need to go back in and just talk a little bit more about some things that are going on.
So. Do you know something today, or do you know when the time?
I think so. Yep.
What are the chances are that he'll be playing Sunday at this point?
From what I was told this morning, Chris, he probably will be playing in this ball game. Yes.
If he's formally charged or not, does that make a difference? And since he's formally charged, does that make a difference in how they approach it or not?
I'm not sure, Mike. I know they're still getting more information. I mean, it happened on a Saturday morning, but it may have an effect. What has probably more of an effect is what happened prior that has an impact on what happens going forward.
So, Christian can't play. Will it be Josh?
There's a chance for that, Mark. We'll talk about it depending on Christian's health and taking a look at how the guys are preparing and how well we think they're ready for this ball game between one or the two, Matt or Josh. Not necessarily. He's excellent at in that role, but that doesn't preclude him, potentially starting as well. So, we'll see. We left on good terms. We said our goodbyes. We left on good terms. Yeah. I don't know if I talked to him after the trade. I think I maybe texted him and wished him well. But that was about it. Yeah. Oh, he's always fired up to play. I mean, he's a very, very competitive guy. We saw that, every Sunday here, so wouldn't expect anything less. We should be able to dress 46 in this ball game, including the quarterbacks. It was tough to with 42 guys and then end up, with Matt having a chance to play. But we should be able to get the full contingent unless, something happens here before the ball game on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
So.
I don't know everything about the injury he's coming back from, but I know when he's on the field, he plays hard. He gives you everything he has every snap, so I don't think he'll change in that way. I'm not sure how far along he is in his rehab, other than the fact that they did activate him on the 53. But when he's on the field, he's always played hard. I wouldn't expect anything different. Yeah, that's one of the tough things. You don't have any tape of, him playing for Seattle, how they might use him. So you have to kind of project and wonder. We probably won't know until we get into the ball game, and we'll have to adjust based on that. But it's hard to figure how they might use him.
Russell Wilson
You really don't, because, you know, he's coming off an injury. You don't know how far along he is. So it's hard to say. You know, we did so many different things with him. Would they try to do some of those things? It's really hard to say. Boy, you know, we had him marked down at the Senior Bowl, and we knew, you know, what he had done at NC State and what he had done at Wisconsin. And the thing that struck us and that stuck out was his leadership. You know, we ended up naming him captain down at that Senior Bowl, and you saw the talent, but the way the guys kind of gravitated to him and the way he kind of took charge that week, it kind of stuck out, you know. And we had some other good quarterbacks on our roster down at that Senior Bowl. But that's the one thing that stuck out early on. But watching him on tape, his mobility, his decision-making, it's pretty impressive for a young guy to, you know, play with so much maturity at the position. He makes a lot of good decisions and really helps their team be successful. You know, I know as this unfolds, you know, we'll learn a lot more about what the consequences are for what occurred. It's hard for me to project what might or might not happen, you know, with the judicial system, so it's hard to say.
Let's assume that he does play. Is he still your starter?
Jerome? I don't know if, you know, how we'll handle that part of it, but do expect them to play, but, you know, we'll make a decision on that part of it as we go forward.
You talked about this situation. How much does the team's hands tie because of the CBA and what you can actually do to this?
It definitely is a factor. There are some things you have to be aware of pertaining to the CBA and the union. So that factors in, and that's part of why we're having these conversations with the league office so we can – you know, do it the right way. Probably best, Tim, that, you know, I don't go into the hypothetical regarding that and just take the league's lead in this area, which is important because there are implications. So, you know, just have to follow their lead. Would that be an invasion? You know, we when we did our passports, Larry, for London, we went through a similar process. But to answer whether that would be an invasion, that's, you know, that would be above me. But we went through that process when we were preparing for our trip to London. I mean, we had to go through identification for all of our players. But I can't talk about league-wide what needs to occur in that area and whether or not it'd be an invasion. So, we intended to continue to get him more reps. You saw it in the Washington game, and, you know, prior we were trying to get him more reps. So, that was a part of the plan anyway, and it definitely would be a part of the plan now with some of the concerns that we have. Well, run after catch shows up with Cordero. I mean, Jerome's been having a terrific season for us, made some tough catches, run very good routes. But the one thing that sticks out with Cordero, and you see it on kickoff returns, is his ability with the ball in his hands. He is a hard guy to tackle, can make people miss, and he can run away from you. And that, you know, those are playmaking qualities that you look for in a player, and in this case, a receiver. So that's the one thing that sticks out. I'd rather not get into that part of it, Mark, but there are some limits when it comes to what you can and can't do. But I'd rather not speak to that part of it.
What's your level of disappointment just in the fact that you guys gave him such an opportunity?
Oh, it's very disappointing. You know, as I mentioned the other day, you know, anytime something negative happens that creates a negative light on our organization, on our team, it's a concerning matter. And in this case, it's very disappointing. But it happens, and you have to be able to adjust and deal with it and not let it set you back as a team or an organization. But it, it's without question, it's disappointing. We're probably going to get him a few snaps there. You know, some of it depends on LaTroy's health along with Fred, and we're not sure, you know, where Fred is at this point. LaTroy seems to be getting better. He'll practice today, so we'll have a better idea. But he did such a good job in that ball game against Washington. You know, we got to consider it. So it may happen sometimes in that game on Sunday. Probably not start, but once again, depends on the health of the other guys, you know, if they can get through this week's practice. Well, the blocking schemes are a lot different there. There are a lot more people trying to cut at your legs, and those things factor in. And, you know, you're a little bit closer to the ball. And he's always been a dominant three technique in our league. So it requires a different, I don't want to say skill set, but a little different mindset playing at the nose position. I don't know if we have. Their defense is playing very well. I mean, leading the league in sacks. The corners do a real good job of, you know, eliminating your wide receivers, and they're playing fairly good run defense. And then their offense, their quarterback, really, really makes a big difference for what they do on offense. Makes everybody better. But we played some good teams, but, I mean, they're 9-1. I think they're the best record team in the NFC, so it'll be quite a challenge for our football team. So the noise definitely makes a difference. You know, you hear so much about the 12th man out in Seattle, and you know we're going to have to do some things to keep them quiet a little bit from an offensive standpoint, and match some of the things they might do on offense. But they may have one of the loudest. They do have one of the loudest crowds in the league, and they're very, very proud of that. So we'll have to do something to quiet them down a little bit. So it definitely makes a difference. You know, Walter Thurman will be the guy, you know, replacing him, and he's a good player. But Browner is, you know, a Pro Bowl caliber corner. So you would think there would be some drop off there, but. They've got a very good secondary. They've got other guys that will step up, and I'm sure Thurman will step up and do a good job. But you would think it would be a little bit of a drop-off.
Their depth at corner, is that what a lot of teams are striving for? It seems like they are as deep as.
Yeah, without question. I mean, across the board, I mean, you see the guys that are stepping in and playing. It's not a big drop-off. They've done a very, very good job of creating quality depth on their roster. And it's one of the reasons they are doing so well. They have very, very good depth, quality depth.
How much does the physicality of the quarterback affect how you approach it?
It makes a difference. As much as they're trying to get their hands on you and hold you and keep you from getting to your spots, it makes a difference how you approach it. There are some things you have to do a little bit differently because of all the press coverage you get. And, you know, we have a plan, and, you know, we're going to try to execute that plan against some of the things they do.
Time for two more.
So. Yeah. He's a good one. I mean, he's got the power. He's got the ability to run through tackles. You don't see him getting knocked down by one guy very often. He runs through contact often. But he's a more of between the tackles type of runner. And you'll see some runs on the perimeter, but, you know, more inside runs, long runs. I think he's leading the league with 10-plus runs. So he's a very impressive back. You know, we got to get a lot of people to the ball to tackle him. He's hard to tackle. But Adrian's in a class by himself. I have a lot of respect for Marshawn's talent and what he's accomplished, but it's only one Adrian Peterson. I know he respects, you know, other good players, other good backs in our league, and he's always motivated to have a great game. He had a terrific game out there a year ago. I don't know if that gets him more hyped or not. He always comes ready to have a big game every week. So, all right, thank you, guys.